Welcome to the Pit Cop Podcast and welcome back to the Deep Dive. We know how valuable your time is, and that's really our mission here, to take these powerful, actionable insights, in this case, from the best-selling ebooks on the Pit Cop ebook store, and just distill them down, get you the pure knowledge you need. And today, we are doing a deep dive into the practical architecture of professional writing. We're going past just the theory of good prose. We're focusing on the systems, the tools that ensure you get professional excellence and, you know, maximum efficiency. It's really the shortcut to turning what can be a messy, disorganized process into a smooth, laser-focused routine. So before we jump in, just a quick note, if you find this useful, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
And that's the key thing, isn't the routine. As professionals, we tend to think the biggest hurdles are creative, like, oh, I have writer's block.
Yeah.
But what the Pit Cop research really highlights is that for so many writers, the real struggle is just managing the logistics of it all.
The logistics, yeah.
The creation, the submission, the delivery. And then the follow-up. I mean, if you're spending hours on admin cleanup or fixing some technical glitch.
Which you shouldn't be.
Right. Frankly, that's a job for a machine.
Yeah.
You're basically stealing time and mental energy from your creative core. So today, we're unpacking the top five essential tools that Pit Cop has identified. These things specifically help writers save that time and, this is critical, maintain their creative flow.
Move from just being an artist to being a publishing business.
Exactly. And if this whole idea of mastering productivity systems really resonates with you, you can download the bestseller ebooks that this deep dive is based on. They have even more guidance. Just visit www.pitcop.com/books.
Okay, let's get into it. Segment one, Polish and Procedure.
So our first tool is all about structure. Is the article formatter, or as we're calling it, the silent polisher. That's so basic, right? Formatting. But the psychological impact of a clean document is just, it's profound.
Think about it like a messy desk. A messy digital document does the same thing. It adds this cognitive friction. So we're talking about tools like the FWO formatter. It meticulously tweaks your line length. It checks word counts against, you know, specific guidelines, which is such a common trip hazard.
Oh, a huge one.
And it makes sure your headings and spacing are consistent. It guarantees your text looks professional every single time. But let me ask you this.
All right.
How many times have you been caught by unexpected submission rules? You think you're done, and suddenly the formatting is all wrong.
It happens all the time.
Wow.
And to your point about creativity, that's a valid concern. You know, do these tools stifle your voice?
Right.
But the insight from the sources is that this isn't about style. It's about professional respect. Editors are looking at hundreds of submissions.
They don't have time to waste.
Not at all. Okay. Their eyes are trained to spot inconsistency. Double spaces, weird quotation marks, text running off the margins. As soon as an editor sees that, their brain shifts.
From reading for brilliance?
To reading for errors.
Yeah.
And that friction, that often leads to a really fast rejection. The formatter removes that anxiety for the editor. It's like putting your manuscript in its best suit for a job interview.
That's a great way to put it. So it's not limiting you. It's actually protecting your content from getting rejected for silly reason.
Precisely. It minimizes the manual labor in that workflow between you and the publisher.
Yeah.
That translates directly to a higher acceptance rate.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. And speaking of protecting resources, in this case, your mental resources, let's move to tool number two. This is tracking software, or as Pit Cop calls it, your writing GPS.
Ah, yes. The cure for administrative anxiety.
It really is. I mean, we've all been there. You send out a killer pitch, you feel great, and then, what, 3 weeks later, this panic sets in.
That creeping dread.
Yeah. Did I send it to editor A or B? What was that deadline? Was it 60-day or 90-day payment terms? Yeah. That whole mental wrestling match is just, it's deadly for creativity.
It's called cognitive load, and it's a killer.
So tools like Writer's Database, they get rid of this. It's not just some spreadsheet. It's a central hub for your entire operation. It tracks everything, pitches, submissions, deadlines, and yeah, those crucial payment terms.
And the ability to just, externalize that information is maybe the greatest gift these tools give you. Without that structure, you spend so much mental energy just trying to remember what to do next.
Or worse, worrying that you forgot something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this is where you see the shift, you know, from a hobbyist to a business mindset. A professional writer treats this like a business and missed follow-ups or forgotten payments. That directly hits your cash flow.
Right.
The tracking software gives you a visible, manageable pipeline. You can see what's stalled, what needs a nudge, and exactly when a check should be arriving.
It really is like an air traffic control tower for your work. You get total visibility, and that gives you a sense of calm, the kind of calm you need to actually do the creative work.
Yes. Your brain is free to focus on the story, on the research, knowing the admin side is handled. You're not chasing old emails anymore. You're planning your next three articles.
Okay, so we've covered structure and procedure. Now let's shift into the digital world. Deployment and deliverability. This is where things can get a bit technical.
But the tools make it simple.
Exactly. Let's talk about tool number three, the one that solves that digital translation nightmare. The text converter. The no more copy-paste headaches tool.
We have all felt this pain.
Oh, absolutely. You write this flawless piece in your word processor, you copy it, you paste it into your blog's backend, and boom, chaos.
Broken spacing, weird fonts.
Bizarre characters from another dimension, and you just think, I just spent an hour writing and now I have to spend 2 hours fixing it. It's maddening. That's where something like Cybermatrix's text-to-HTML converter comes in. Pitcock calls it the magic wand. And for good reason, it just instantly strips out all that hidden junk from your word processor and wraps your text in clean HTML. So your words show up online exactly as you intended. But for those of us who aren't coders, can you break that down? Why is clean HTML so important?
That's a great question. And it really gets to the heart of digital publishing. See, when you copy from, say, Word or Google Docs, you're not just copying words, you're copying a ton of hidden code, what we call inline styling.
I see.
And those desktop programs have really complex formatting that just, it conflicts with the simple standard rules of a web browser. The converter is like a translator. It makes sure the only code attached to your words is the clean code the web understands.
So presentation equals credibility online.
Instantly. If your article looks broken or jarring, readers just, they leave. You lose authority. This tool guarantees a professional look, even if you know zero about coding. It makes sure the tech doesn't get in the way of your brilliant content. And before we move on to making sure the polished content actually gets seen, I just want to pause for a second. Everything we're talking about today, it all comes from the really actionable advice in Pitcock's best-selling materials.
Right.
So if you're sitting there recognizing these pain points, I really encourage you to explore all the resources and insights available over at www.pitcock.com. Applied knowledge is what creates professional excellence.
That's a perfect segue, because once your article looks beautiful and it's ready for the web, there's another more insidious threat.
The invisible threat.
Yes. Which brings us to tool number four, the content checker, or the spam filter guardian. You craft this amazing article, you send it out, and it just disappears. It gets eaten alive by an aggressive spam filter.
And all that work is just wasted. It's a huge waste of creative and financial resources.
So Pitcock points to tools like the Lyris content checker. It's described as the guard dog for your words because it sees the world the way those automated systems see it.
And this is where that deeper technical understanding really pays off. A content checker scans for these subtle red flags that trigger spam filters.
It's not just the obvious stuff, is it?
Not at all. It's things that are invisible to us, like having too many promotional words, free, guaranteed, all in caps, or a poor image-to-text ratio. Sometimes it's just too many exclamation marks in a subject line.
I see.
The business impact here is just, it's non-negotiable. If you're running a campaign and your content doesn't get delivered, the whole effort is wasted. And worse, repeated failures can actually damage your sender reputation. That is incredibly hard to fix.
So cleaning that up is crucial.
It means smoother campaigns, higher open rates, more engagement. This tool makes sure your article actually lands. You just can't afford to skip this step in professional communication.
It's fascinating. The biggest threat to a great idea isn't another writer, it's an algorithm.
In many cases, yes.
Okay, finally, let's cover a classic. An essential that maybe we take for granted now. Tool number five, the spell checker. Your quiet proofreader.
The foundation of credibility.
It is. I mean, nothing, and I mean nothing, stops a great piece of writing in its tracks faster than a sloppy typo. Just one little error, a misplaced apostrophe, and boom.
Credibility hit.
Instantly. The reader stops focusing on your idea and starts questioning your attention to detail. So Pitcock suggests tools like Tiny Spell. They describe it as the friend who quietly tells you you have spinach in your teeth before the big meeting.
That's a good analogy.
The key advantage here is that it runs gently in the background. It flags errors as you type, but it isn't, you know, interruptive, which is so important for staying in that flow state. And the advanced versions are customizable.
Right, you can teach them your industry's jargon.
Exactly. So they recognize technical terms or brand names, and you maintain consistency even outside a normal dictionary.
The real payoff here is trust. It's the currency of professional writing. When your work is error-free, your reader just stays with your message. They don't hit that little speed bump that makes them doubt your authority.
That's it. It builds loyalty.
And when we put all five of these tools together, the formatter for consistency, the tracker for visibility, the converter for technical integrity, the content checker for deliverability, and the spell checker for credibility, a really clear pattern emerges.
It's a whole system.
It is. They create a separation of duties. The writer is freed from all these administrative and technical burdens. You get to focus entirely on the message, the story, the research.
While the machines handle the rest.
Knowing that the structure, the delivery, the tracking, the polish, it's all being handled automatically and reliably. And that's the central idea from the PicGot materials. It's about shifting writing from this stressful slog to being fun, productive, and efficient. It empowers you to operate at your absolute best.
That is a fantastic synthesis. It's about using technology not just to save a bit of time, but to protect and even deepen your creative concentration. Which brings us to our final provocative thought for you to think about this week. If these five tools, the formatter, tracker, converter, content checker, and smell checker, if they're essential for professionalism, what do you think is the single greatest non-technical habit a writer has to cultivate to really maximize the potential these tools unlock?
What's the inner discipline that makes the technology powerful?
Exactly. We want you to chew on that balance of inner discipline and outer efficiency. So to quickly recap, we dove deep into the PicGot guidance on five key tools: the formatter for polish, the tracker for project management, the converter for digital deployment, the content checker for deliverability, and of course, the spell checker for credibility. We really appreciate you joining us for this deep dive. And before we sign off, just a quick reminder for you. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find it too.
And remember, professional excellence is an ongoing journey. You can explore more best-selling content from PicGot to keep refining your process at www.picgot.com.
Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the PicGot podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.